Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Steve DelBianco is our guest. He's our good friend, VP of Corporate Affairs for Association for Competitive Technology. That's actonline.org. He's also Executive Director of NetChoice. Steve, tell us about those two organizations.
ActOnline has been the policy advocate for small businesses that work in the information technology field, like software developers, consulting firms, and training firms. But we also created 10 years ago a coalition called NetChoice, which is really focused on e-commerce. The folks that do online retail or online services, and online services like Facebook and MySpace, those are all members of NetChoice, trying to make sure that we keep the internet safe for capitalism.
But a byproduct of all that is to benefit regular folks like me who use the internet and use technology.
I think so, because the choice and the convenience we get of buying online are something that you shouldn't take for granted, because regulators and tax collectors everywhere want to try to nip that in the bud, because what they think it's all about is that something as vital as the internet has just got to be managed by government.
Yeah, we got to keep the government out of this, folks. And Steve, as Steve said earlier, elections have consequences, and consequently, after this last election, we are already seeing the activity that had been turned against choice online, against some of the freedoms that we enjoy online. We're already seeing some of those being turned around, and you've already been reporting on some of that to us today, Steve. And you have one more example of a tax issue that
I want you to
talk to us about.
In a prior segment, we talked about how the reporting requirements for small businesses will probably change as a result of the election, first being that 1099 reporting that was in the healthcare bill. The other one we talked about was Colorado's requirement that retailers anywhere in the country report on Colorado's purchases,
which was basically Colorado's attempt to go it alone. What the states had been trying to do together.
That's right, and then that project the states are doing together is known as the Streamlined Sales Tax Movement.
Right.
Again, 10-year-long project where the states took the challenge issued to them by the Supreme Court when the Supreme Court ruled that the state sales tax systems were such a complex patchwork of rates and rules that the states could not force out-of-state retailers to collect, remit, and file taxes on sales made by folks in their own states. So the states created a project called the Streamlined Sales Tax. And all through that project, I've made it my mission to try to hold them to some higher level of simplification, because I am so concerned with the burdens on small retail.
What is it, 7,400 different sales tax precincts in the country?
That's right, Jim. Each have their own rates and rules.
Yeah,
forms. Allow to have a sales tax holiday. There might be a mosquito abatement tax in a particular district in Florida that you'll need to know about.
It would almost shut down small business e-commerce.
And my concern has been to make sure that the states exempt small sellers in this requirement, because we do small business exceptions, especially on new burdens like this.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 years ago, we had the small seller exception at $5 million of remote sales. So if a small store operating out of Alabama was also doing $300,000 or $400,000 a year in sales on its catalog or website, it would be exempt under where we were going.
Yeah.
But the states are getting greedy. The states have figured out that they want that money too. So on Monday of this week, the governing board of Streamline decided that this small seller exception should be all the way down to $500,000 a year, not $5 million. And they documented that within 2 years, their intention is to drop that to $100,000.
Hmm.
So the election
can they make that change with impunity, or does it have to be?
They made it. They voted on Monday. It's done.
It's done.
And this is in an agreement that they have among the states. And the truth is, the obligations to collect don't start until Congress acts. And therein lies the issue of the election.
Exactly. The election having consequences.
That's right. Last week's election means that a more Republican Congress will be more friendly to businesses, and I think more attentive to
more friendly to small businesses.
And I think more attentive to the burdens that small businesses bear whenever the states or Congress decides to add new reporting requirements or new tax collection requirements.
So you think that the attempt by the states to lower the filing requirements for small businesses tax reporting online, that their attempt to lower that number will not be successful once it gets to Congress?
I hope not, Jim, but the states aren't stupid. They did a little bait and switch here. They had anticipated dropping that number down to just 100 right away.
Yeah.
But their debate is publicly aired, and they said, let's start at 500 so it seems a little better
and
cut it to 100 as soon as we can.
But we can count on you to keep us posted on that and to keep fighting for us on that one, Steve. Thank you for doing that. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Steve Del Bianco, folks, actonline.org, netchoice.org. Check them out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.